Yesterday, I spoke with Ali Hashim Al-Jumaili. He's a Sunni Muslim living in Baghdad. His family comes from a town near Fallujah. He has a university-level degree in chemical engineering and is currently working in construction. He studied English in school and speaks it very well. He knows and likes American culture, though he's never been out of Iraq. He was against Saddam, Ali says, but has mixed feelings about the U.S. occupation.
If you take the bright things of it, work has been done a lot. The people could work now, not like before. Salaries are okay. Cars, okay.
So material things are getting better.
The material things are getting better, yes. But on the other hand, the country is not safe as it was during Saddam. During Saddam, we never hear about a vehicle bombed in front of a university or an institute. When you hear that someone killed two people, that was a problem during Saddam. Now, 3 weeks ago, in my block, in my house region, there was a gang, let's call it, of 20 persons. They looted a house, and they were jumping from house to house, and the people in my region were fighting them by gun. You could hear bullets like you are in front lines of the battle.
But these are not Americans or coalition forces who are looting these houses. These are who? They're bandits or something? But that's not something to blame the Americans for, is it?
Why we are blaming the Americans? Because let me give it to you as an example. If I came to an America, I will need you to show me the ways. I cannot be open to know the mind of the people if I am in a strange place. Thinking of an army enter the city, a foreign army. He cannot communicate with the people. He cannot speak Arabic. As an American soldier, he cannot understand that this guy looking as a thief and this guy looking as a respectable man. A lot of people, innocent people, respectable people, were to prison or were to jail because in this option.
But, you know, Ali, the Americans said, well, we're going to not let people who were in the Ba'ath Party, people who were helping Saddam maintain his tyranny and his terror, we're not going to let them have positions of power anymore. So we don't want them in the police and military.
Most of the Iraqi people, I could tell you that 70% of Iraqi people, where they go to Ba'ath Party, not because they believe in Ba'ath Party, but for their own interest and to get jobs and to make business.
Were you in the Ba'ath Party?
For me, no. That was my problem at that time. I was unable to make a very good business because I'm not in Ba'ath Party. Most of the managers now, general managers in some directories, still now they are working there. They were in the Ba'ath Party. Most of them, they are normal people. They never believe in Ba'ath Party, but they thought it is an easy way to get a job or to get business.
One thing that's very disturbing to see here in the United States are these news films of Iraqis coming out and celebrating when something happens, like there's an attack on an American convoy or U.S. soldiers were killed at this factory in Baghdad a couple of days ago. And there seem to be these spontaneous demonstrations where Iraqis just come out and are cheering the deaths of the Americans.
These people during Saddam, they are not like me. They are very poor. They depend on farming. They are not very well educated. And if he have money, he will buy a car and he will buy a gun. For him, he thinks that this is the enemy. He don't think that it is a good idea to communicate with such person. Most of these people you are seeing celebrating, they lost someone in the war, either during the war or after the war. The mentality of Iraqi people that we are living as a family together. If someone killed my brother, I will hate that guy who killed my brother until my death.
Ali, what do you think the United States should do now?
To tell you the truth, to take out the army to certain places, not to let the army to go to the streets. And let the companies, the American companies, the civilians, the people who want to rebuild Iraq, to come. At that time, it will be much better. The people will understand that now there is rebuilding.
Ali Hashem Al-Jamaili, speaking with us from Baghdad. Thank you very much for joining us on Day to Day.
You're welcome.